The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga has a new chancellor. The UT Board of Trustees voted in Dr. Steve Engel on Friday. Coming up, we've got an interview with Dr. Engel. Dr. Steve Engel used to be the dean of the Agricultural College at UC Riverside. That's part of the University of California system. And when he was there, he helped faculty and farmers work together to save their crops, to save them from an invasive species. That's one of the things Dr. Engel talks about in this interview. A university educates students, but it also engages in research that can facilitate new scientific breakthroughs or solve environmental problems. Dr. Engel was recently named the new chancellor at UTC. In this interview, he talks to Cindy Carroll, the assistant dean of university relations at UTC, and he also talks to me. We talk about fulfilling the university's metropolitan mission, also funding for UTC, serving the student body, and his favorite band. We're going to start out with Cindy Carroll asking Dr. Engel exactly what drew him here.
What drew you to UTC? What drew you to the position of chancellor?
The opportunity to make a difference with a metropolitan university right downtown. It's not just the university off isolated, but it's part of the community, part of the city. Will have a huge impact on the future of the region and the city of Chattanooga. And I think to see them grow together with excellence is an exciting opportunity.
When you were on campus and when you were a candidate, you talked about your experience when you were in California and the impact that some of your faculty had on the farmers in the area and how that affected you personally. Could you talk a little bit about that?
As a dean of a college that included agriculture, I had faculty and then cooperative extension specialists whose job, in addition to teaching, was to go out and work with growers on real-life problems. And in California, invasive species, you know, whitefly on cantaloupe in the Imperial Valley. Huge problem, could have wiped out the crop, but our faculty addressed the problem and solved it. And that's where the farmers, when I went to meet them and find out, what do you do, how can the university help and support you, you've already saved my livelihood, and people were in tears, literally, that because of the excellent relationship and good job the faculty were doing.
You heard from faculty when you came to campus the first time. What are some of the issues that you think they'd like for you to address?
I think the biggest concern I heard was getting a chancellor who will engage with the campus, with the community, and be a part of this. Not force the campus in directions it shouldn't go, but to try and develop a vision for the future that's a shared vision and that fits well with the community.
And that leads me to my next question. How do you approach development? I mean, it's for the first time in a long time, the state of Tennessee intends to fund the university according to agreed upon formula, and there won't be a cut to our base budget. But we all know that it takes a lot to keep the doors open to a university. How do you approach development?
Development is really friend raising. It's establishing relationships with individuals who want to give back to society. Many people give to philanthropic causes. We want to be on their list, and we want to be at the top of the list for quite a few people. And that's having a strategic plan that lays out a vision that people can support, that has the passion of really making a difference in charting the future of our society with our students. They are our future, and we have to do a good job. So for a donor to see the impact that they can have on the life of a student and change that individual for the better, what a great opportunity.
A chancellor answers to many constituencies at a university, and time is limited for each, but clearly the heart of our mission rests with the education of our students. Do you have any ideas about how you're going to stay personally connected to our student body?
How am I going to personally engage with our student body? Certainly engaging with student leadership on a regular basis is one. Am I going to teach a freshman seminar or hold regular office hours or have a summer program? I guess I am open to thoughts. I think I'll talk to some of the students and see what they think some of the ideas are. When I was a dean, I started a summer program for research, and we raised money from people to help pay students to do research over the summer. And we had 13 departments in the college, and I tried to get at least one student from every department to do research, and I had lunch with them once a week. And that engagement, all our student success initiatives, I tried out on them. What do you think? What's going right? What's going wrong? Developing a relationship where they'll tell you what you really need to hear, not what they think you want to hear. And the higher you go up in an organization, I think the more insulated you can become from the day-to-day operations of what's going on. When you're new, you can ask a lot of dumb questions that cut through a lot of political, oh boy, you shouldn't say that. But if you're new, people are a lot more receptive. Well, let me tell them how it is. And that's what I'm hoping I will hear from people who want to help the university. And the change of leadership is a time where it's a clean slate in some respects to let's start over and build and work together.
If you're just joining us, we are here with Cindy Carroll from University Relations and Dr. Steve Angle. He's the new chancellor here at UTC. Dr. Angle, in Ohio, you developed the Complete College Ohio plan to increase graduation rates. Here at UTC, that's something we're definitely working on, increasing graduation rates. What lessons did you learn in Ohio that you think you could bring here to Chattanooga?
I at least looked at a huge menu of options depending upon the institution. In Ohio, Miami University, which takes the cream of the crop of undergraduates, versus a broader access institution, there's a different set of problems. A large percentage of first-generation college goers, economically disadvantaged individuals, have their own unique set of problems. And so I think probably the one thing I learned the most is that there isn't one problem to solve. There's a set of problems, and they're interrelated. So I think I've learned enough to look at the institution, look at the students, look at the data. You've got a lot of data here and good people who know how to get the information out of it. And how do we use that information to make decisions, to start pilot projects? I've seen those be very successful. You don't institute a broad program that may not be exactly what you need, but you find out what's wrong and what's right and modify it along the way, and then launch the broader program with some experience and information.
You studied chemistry in college. You got a PhD in organic chemistry. I think it's really interesting that you've taken this particular career path. What took you from the lab to a leadership position?
Serving on a search committee for dean. I was asked to serve. I did. And I was pretty outspoken with the final candidate who was selected, and I said, don't take the job if they won't give you what you need to be successful. And I told him what I thought we needed, and then he asked me to be an associate dean for him, and I worked with him for a number of years, and as he retired and moved on, I was asked to serve as dean, and I did, and I really enjoyed it. And I didn't think administration was for me. And kind of a funny story, when I was asked to be associate dean, I said, I don't think I'm your person. First, I haven't been a department chair, but I don't have a real high opinion of administrators. And he said, well, what do you mean? Could you tell me what you mean? And I said, I think that administrators work in buildings with low pressure. And sometimes the common sense is sucked right out of their heads because they have no clue what we really do in our classroom, in our research lab, and what impacts us on a day-to-day basis. And so I figured I was going to be clear. He'd tell me to leave his office and get out, and he didn't. He said, don't you want to change that? So that's kind of as I've moved along in administration, is trying to make sure I stay connected to the real issues. And why are we here? We're here for students.
What's your favorite band or singer?
Right now, probably Fun, just because I've got it stuck in my head, all the songs.
And that was an interview with Dr. Steve Angle. He is the new chancellor here at UTC. He'll be starting in the summer.